Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm going down south, I'm gonna have myself a time.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another South Park After Show.
Woo-hoo.
Season 18. Can you believe it?
I can't, Phil.
It is flying by. It is episode 7, Grounded Vindaloop.
Woohoo!
And that is the voice of Christy Olsen.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me back, by the way.
Of course. We promised you Stephen Lemieux, but Stephen Lemieux got sick. He is stuck inside the Oculus, believing he is sick.
Don't call Steve, Stephen.
I want to get your take because, for me, this was an episode I enjoyed. And I feel like I could rewatch multiple times, and I still wouldn't fully understand
yes.
what it all means.
And, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I was a little bit concerned that I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it 3 times.
Okay. And what was it, by the second time, what did you gain that you didn't the first time? And then the third time, what did you gain that you didn't the second time?
I think I got the follow down. I think I was able to go through, and we're like, okay, this is so-and-so's virtual reality, and then the next one, and the next. I think I got it by the end.
Yes?
I think.
So whose ultimate virtual reality was it?
It was Stan's ultimate virtual reality, right? Mm-hmm. And that first scene was Cartman's. That was my favorite. And lost a little bit in the between, I guess.
I love this on so many levels. Primarily, it referenced Total Recall. Now, the irony is I don't actually know which Total Recall it fully referenced because I don't know, you know, a lot. The original one is what people really, really love, and the new one with Colin Farrell, it's okay. But they're both so different,
right?
That I don't know which one this South Park episode is making fun of.
And since we didn't quite understand what they were saying the entire time, maybe it doesn't even matter.
Maybe it doesn't.
Right?
Probably it really doesn't.
We had a little Inception and a little Matrix thrown in too.
I know it's and
that was pretty clear.
They're so brilliant with that. I mean, when they did Everything's Kind of Changing that episode, and they had Morpheus of like, it's aliens, it's whatever, F you. You know, and like, put them inside the Matrix, drink the Jameson. So they're traversed in the sci-fi world. They
mm-hmm.
understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And how to make fun of it.
Mm.
I'm surprised they didn't make fun of Interstellar in some sort of way. I guess, you know, they would have had to seen it as early as they could.
I thought about that, too. Mm-hmm.
Too soon for that?
Maybe. Maybe they were worried that people wouldn't buy into it yet.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, it's what's nice is, again, even not knowing, I feel like if you don't know Total Recall, you're not going to be lost because of that. You're going to be lost because you're going to be lost.
That's right. That's true. I, unfortunately, it's been a long time. I've seen parts of the first one. It's been a long time. And that didn't help my not understanding the episode at all or hurt it, I don't think.
Absolutely. And just so many great, apart from that, you know, the customer service.
Yes. Good old Steve.
Why don't we start dissecting there just in general, only because it was great that and this is so true. I feel like whether it's medicine, you know, it's like, okay, well, did we do the paperwork correctly?
Right.
Did you have good customer service? Well, yes, but you didn't really answer the question. Well, were we courteous? Yes, but that doesn't help. So what's your take on?
What's my take on that? I think when I call customer helplines, I'm super polite and super nice because I've worked in customer service before. And also, I think that gets you everywhere. That will get you what you want. You just be super nice. And maybe the guys would have figured everything out a little bit quicker had they been a little more polite to Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you think? I don't know. But when I call those lines, as long as I get the answer that I wanted, I don't really care if they're nice to me or not. Or
that's exactly. I feel like that should be the point. What frustrates me is sometimes not that I know better than them, but like for example,
you probably do though. Are you calling like technical helplines? You probably do know more than they do.
Well, I'll give this as an example. I know the phone number for DirecTV's dispatchers. Uh-oh. And they get freaked out because I have the dispatcher's phone number, so it's technically not customer service. I'm like, yeah, I need somebody out here. I'm like, how did you get this number? I'm like, DirecTV gave me this number. We're past that. Could we just send someone
out
here?
They were that sick of dealing with you? They gave you the direct line, huh?
Yeah, but then the dispatchers, they don't believe me. And it's like, you know, like, hey, listen, okay, I know you're trying to be nice and whatever else, and you're doing a fantastic job, and you're supposed to send me back to customer service so I can schedule an appointment, but we're going to waste time because they're going to send me to you.
Right.
So let's just speed things up, and that's never really their goal, is it?
It's not. Hmm. Well, they have to be there no matter what. That's another thing about these customer service reps. They don't care. It's their job. They got to sit there for 8 hours and talk to people. Sometimes I think they like to keep me on the line longer just because I am kind of nice. You know, they'd rather be talking to me than someone who's being rude to them.
Do you, from your experience of customer service, do you have an obviously it wouldn't be to this extreme, but El Pollo Loco and Best Buy and Oculus Rift all in the same customer service department?
No. You know what? It probably has been a long time since I've called the helpline myself. I do a lot of it on the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could be anybody, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. To me, they didn't get into this, but also the tiers of customer service, you know, especially when you're getting technical help. This is, you know, because it basically, when you reach the first tier, they tell you to basically unplug something or restart it. That's the equivalent of what they offer. And which is essentially in tonight's episode, it was just going back to the access point. That's what the reset button for them was, much like, remember when the internet went down and they had the Grapes of Wrath?
Mm-hmm.
It was all about the internet reset button.
Mm-hmm.
So the access point, that was it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes full circle.
It does.
I really, you know, in discussing this many seasons, it's evident. What I like is they're brilliant, but they're able to pull from their bag of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we discuss all this.
Well, elaborate on that a little more, Phil.
Well, again, just if you like I mentioned the access points, right? That's mm-hmm. again going back to the great. It's a reset button. Also, what was I talking about earlier? Just the way I don't know, just the structure in general. The way again, just plots and how things intertwine.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times, just even down to the basic element of what's funny. Okay, it's always funny when Cartman messes with Butters.
Mm-hmm.
The guys get upset at him, but he finds it funny and will not stop. And then in turn, here we see the joke on him, at least in the second story act structure.
I enjoyed that because I always feel bad for Butters.
He gets messed
with. Bless his poor little heart.
But, okay, so we talked about this off air. I thought it was going to be a punishment to a degree because of how he burnt down the school, and we're going to continue the cycle of not repetition, but references.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's where we all thought that they were going with it. And we still, guess we'll never know.
They could have. They really could have. And mm-hmm. they would have been funny in that way of, like, because he was supposed to be, he told the principal, like, I was at school.
So cute. Oh, Butters.
I give Carmen a lot of credit for the way he set everything up with the I mean, it was
intelligent.
It was very intelligent. Everything feels so real, if only I can hear.
Were you surprised that there was this Oculus Rift reference?
It's becoming such a phenomenon, and this is where Steven would have been so helpful, because he loves this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I could use, like, vulgar terms, like he whacks off to this type of stuff, let's say. I'll go there, you know. And so he has such a this
you don't
this
have to
was,
clean it up for me, Phil. It's okay.
This was his episode, you know. And it is a shame that he's unfortunately here.
Yeah, we'll have to get his thoughts next week.
But the, you know, they didn't quite fully go into it, but the fact that, okay, we're trying to make this reality that basically is reality, it is funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
in multiple ways, and sort of sad.
Well, yeah, and this idea of create your own virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would your virtual reality be? Or Butters, the first thing he wanted to do was go punch his dad where it would really hurt.
Yeah.
Be sure there's no more Butters brothers or sisters coming along.
But, you know, and there's the writer, Trey and Matt, they're so brilliant with how Cartman was able to solve it and just be a sadist of, like, hey, you can't tell anybody because if you're discovered, they're going to let you know.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Butters believes them.
Because, yeah, I mean, he's so gullible all the time. I find it ironic that it's Kyle who was sent back from customer service to help. But at the same time, I get it because he's the one who always tries to right whatever wrongs Cartman has done,
mm-hmm.
because he finds it ill fitting. Stan just kind of goes along with it, and Kenny doesn't give. Kenny, yeah, you could give an F.
Even at the very end, real kid Kenny had his head down, and you couldn't even see his face. And I was interested in how they looked, who they would cast for,
yeah.
the roles of the real boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they did pretty good.
Was Zipline the first episode that they kind of really... Which, by the way...
16... Which one was that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Because I know... I remember Steven's... One of... I think Cartman was Steven's friend in the original.
Hmm.
Not that you would know that fact,
no.
But...
Actually, as a matter of fact, yes, Phil. I'm fully versed in this, and yes, he was. What else do I get?
I really like... the only kind of tie-in to earlier episodes would have been the gluten-free thing in the sense that when they explained the science of it all,
mm-hmm.
they used all these funny terms, but that made sense in the science of the science. Now with this grounded Vindaloo, like, it's called the Vindaloop. It's just that to me was hilarious,
mm-hmm.
and because it ties back so well with customer service, and just I don't know, call it racism if you want, but to me it's just funny. I don't know. What else stood out to you in this episode?
Yeah, the not referencing past episodes. Did we talk about that before we got on live?
A little bit. I mean, we talked about Lord could have been, if they really wanted to tie in Inception a little bit further, where Lord could have been the totem,
mm-hmm.
you know, for which reality is which reality. But there was the Butters burnt down the school could have been a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But they just didn't choose to go down that way, you know.
You think we'll see all that yet? You know, we'll see more of Lord and...
Lord, I think, is done. But hopefully, you know...
Once the celebrity accepts it and is cool with it, maybe it's not fun for them anymore.
Yeah.
No.
But I think something with gluten could come... I really want gluten to come back in some sort of way.
Maybe in the season finale.
Yeah.
Come full circle.
Yes, indeed. And just calling Best Buy and then Steve and Steve both on the same line. it's just brilliant, you know? And... to me, I love, what do they call it? A deus ex machina, when just something magical comes out of nowhere and fixes the whole situation. I love Butters' dad at the end of, like, Butters is no longer grounded.
Right?
Like, what? You came to this conclusion how? But it's because everything is right in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've righted the Vindaloop.
Yeah, and he wasn't at all suspicious about it, though. He didn't know, and he didn't really care why he didn't know, and he seemed okay with that.
Well,
he questioned it, but he didn't question it too much.
It's the same, again, borrowing from the structure of how they do things. It's, remember when they raised the bar?
Yes.
Everything, once the bar was raised, it was like, this doesn't seem fun anymore. I don't know why.
That one makes me laugh.
That's one of my favorite episodes. James Cameron does what James Cameron does, not for James Cameron. But James Cameron does what James Cameron does because he is James Cameron. One of the best lines ever written. Best line ever written.
Almost beats that wine thing from last week.
The wine thing was good. yes, indeed. What line stood out to you? There wasn't really like...
What was the whole F you if you're in on this?
Yes, know? Because
they were all very suspicious of each other. Mm-hmm. And they all know to just go there right away. They all just know to assume that each other is fucking with them.
Yeah, absolutely. and of course it's Cartman, the one that gets the ball rolling, you know, and the whole thing. And then I also loved Butters complaining about, they grounded me for no reason. Which is a very kid thing to do, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no reason will be good enough to ground. And he's like, I can fix this. No, you're grounded. But I have to fix it.
Poor Butters.
He's always... Remember when he was confused?
Yes. Yes.
I'm more confused than ever.
And this poor... We lost his poor roomie on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, he did.
I think that's where Butters really captured my heart.
When he was just so confused?
Yes. That's where he really got my sympathy. Where he became my favorite.
Well, I mean, for all in all, this was a simple episode. It was a fun episode, but... I shouldn't say simple, but... I don't know how to describe it in a good way.
I kind of keep waiting for there to be more. Like, I'm like, what else are they making commentary on? Or what else are they... Something's going to come out of nowhere and you're going to go, oh, that's what they're talking about. Or, oh, they're making a comment about that too. And that never really happened.
It never happened. I mean, the biggest punchline was they're doing a recall. A total recall. And so, you know. That's when you knew, like, okay, here's what we're in for.
Right.
But I, you know, I love seeing it in the back and forth with Steve. It just, it was fun.
It was fun. That end scene, there were people, I read some of the commentary online, and there were people that thought it would be really great if the boys were, like, 17 years older than mm-hmm. fourth grade there, and as if the whole series had been this virtual reality, and that would have kind of tied it in and really been funny if the guys would have been, I don't know what then, like, how old would they be then?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I guess at that point, 27.
Right, yes, thank you, Phil.
Right, you're about 10 years old when you're in fourth grade, I hope.
Yeah.
Hope I'm correct on that. I don't know. People are really, like, just my age... Or just too young.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're at that point.
It's one or the other. I can't tell the difference between a fourth grader and a sixth grader, and even like a 12th grader. They all look alike.
They're all the same now. They're all wearing skinny jeans these days.
All right. Well, I think that about does it. I mean, I don't want to drag this out too long.
I don't believe I have anything else earth-shattering deep
to add to this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we do a quick round of predictions?
Oh, I was going
to
think of something.
Yes.
This was sort of Christopher Nolan, in that Inception is one of his movies, mm-hmm. and it wasn't Total Recall, but I don't think they'll do Interstellar. Although it could be fun. Thanksgiving's coming up. Do you think they'll do a Thanksgiving episode?
Maybe. I don't know. No. They're doing so many new fun things this season, like doing the referencing and that kind of... I think they'll...
You don't want a classic, like, you don't want to add one to the Thanksgiving South Park?
Nah, we could hold out for Christmas.
Okay.
Right?
Hopefully.
I do. I have maybe a decent prediction, or maybe something they could cover, though.
What's that?
Well, it's super funny to me that as our president continues on and wraps up his presidency, he just cares less and less about what people say about him. Mm-hmm. And he has also gotten a lot more free with what he says. And so I thought it would be really great if they did an episode where, like, Obama just lets go. And maybe he's in the last few days of his presidency. Maybe he takes over the White House and just tries to get back at everyone who is ripping on him and everyone who is criticizing his performance right now and just does some big FU thing. I just think that would be funny because I'd like
that. That would be fun. The reason they've done so much Obama stuff.
You think they're over it?
It's just...
But they gotta go out with a bang with him, right?
No,
we got a little time yet.
We got some time. So I don't know. I mean, they could tie it into some world crisis thing again. One of my favorite episodes was, you know, the 24 episode. That was just brilliant. And if they could kind of do something where that it has that kind of pace, but with Obama and just, you know, I don't know, maybe just says the complete wrong thing, we're sent into this who knows what.
I like that.
So that could be fun. And for some reason, the boys have to be the ones to save it. I don't know.
I like that.
I feel like, you know, they haven't done hippies in a while.
Hippies. Oh, poor Cartman. That would be, he just hates them so much.
He just hates a lot of things.
That's true. It could be a whole entire episode of everything Cartman hates, and he could just have to deal with it. It could be, they could put him in a virtual reality where it's everything he hates. Just to get back at him. Butters could be the ringleader.
Yeah. Is it, would it be insensitive to do like, nah, I won't even go there because I'll be considered insensitive. But let us know.
Are you sure you don't want us to weigh in on it? You know.
I was going to say with, you know, maybe something with Fast and the Furious and time, you know, like Paul Walker. Like, could they pull that off where it's insensitive but in a funny way? So you're like, well, I don't know how to feel about this, but this is funny.
They could, but they could do it in a way where they're calling continuing on with the movie insensitive and. You know, they could do it in a way, I think, where they make someone else look like the bad guy, probably.
They did, remember the episode when Kenny, it was the pro-life, it was pro-life versus pro-death. And everyone was like, you need to let him live. But Heaven was like, he needs to die. We're trying to kill him. He needs to die to go to heaven to save heaven. So that could be fun. Anyway. I don't know. That's just my thoughts. I'm not really caught up on current events as much as...
Like I'd out like in the world, you mean?
What about the Eminem, Lana Del Rey, little rap thing? Can we go into that? Is that worth diving
into? No, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Because I would like to see where the South Park guys land on that.
Okay.
I would like to see what they, what route they take with it, what they do with it.
All right. Well, who knows? We certainly don't know. Hopefully they do because they got less than a week to deliver something right? amazing yet again. And they always do for the most part, even if we nitpick. I mean, the fact that they turn this stuff out in less than a week.
Pretty impressive. Kudos, boys.
In the meantime, let us know your guys' thoughts. Let us know your opinion at the comment section below, whether on YouTube, iTunes, anything like that. And also, hey, Twitter exists, Instagram exists, Facebook exists. Where do the people find you?
I would love it if everyone would tweet me. It's at Christy Reports. Let me know what you think of these episodes, what you think of the show, what you think of my hair. I'll listen to whatever you got to say.
There you go.
Tweet me.
Wow, if you want a therapist, you found your therapist. Right? And follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. We'll see you here next week, hopefully with a healthy Stephen Lemieux.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.